Nolte, mayoral upset in Wisconsin signals trouble for Joe Biden. By John Nolte on April 3, 2024. Incumbent Democrat Mayor Katie Rosenberg of Wausau, Wisconsin, lost her re-election bid in a race that the far-left Milwaukee Journal Sentinel says could represent trouble to come for Democratic candidates later this year, and in particular, Biden. Rosenberg defeated incumbent Republican Mayor Robert Mielke by about 5 points in 2020. This happened in the heart of the pandemic, so her acceptance speech was a memorable two-word suite, holy balls. Since 2020, Rosenberg has been seen as a rising Democrat star in the area and even a potential candidate for governor. She regularly appeared with Democrat Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and at other party speaking events. That all changed Tuesday morning. Early results showed Rosenberg at just under 48% of the vote in Wausau as of 9:48 p.m., while challenger Doug Deeney had just over 52%. Rosenberg conceded to Deeney, saying, "There's a lot of work ahead. And I know with all the department heads and with the city council, everyone's going to be great." She added, "Everyone is going to get the work done for the people of Wausau. You know, sometimes it doesn't go the way you want, and that's just the way it is." Other than this being bad news for his fraudulent seat Joe Biden, the good news in this race is the effort the GOP put into pulling it off. Rosenberg told the Journal Sentinel that the spending of Republicans was noticeable in the last several weeks, with flyers arriving at voters' homes several times a day, in addition to TV ads. "There was a lot going on in the race that was probably more than what most people thought," she added. Wisconsin GOP Chairman Brian Schimming called Deeney's victory stunning. "His stunning victory over incumbent Mayor Katie Rosenberg marks an unmistakable repudiation of failed Democrat policies and is a win for central Wisconsin values," he said. When asked if she would run for anything soon, Rosenberg said, "I think I'm done with elections right now. This one was really painful. I'm not saying no forever, but no for now, for sure." There's no question that the political winds have shifted in Wisconsin since 2020. Former President Donald Trump is currently polling better in the Badger State than ever before. According to the Real Clear Politics average of Wisconsin polls, Trump leads Biden 47.8 to 47.2%. Of all the 2024 polls, Trump has led in 8 swing states, while Biden has only led in 6. 2 have them tied. The polling is very different from what we've seen in the past. In 2020, the final ballot count had Biden beating Trump by less than a point, 0.7%, 49.6 to 48.9%. But the polling had Biden defeating Trump by 6.7 points, 51 to 44.3%. In the last 3 months of that race, only one poll showed Trump in the lead, while more than 30 polls showed Biden in the lead, usually by a comfortable margin. In 2016, Trump narrowly defeated the hideous Hillary Clinton by 0.7 points, but the polls out of Wisconsin said Trump would lose by 6.5 points. Not once did the 2016 pollsters produce a poll that showed Trump in the lead. Hideous Hillary was so sure she'd win Wisconsin, she never once campaigned there. In 2024, the Republican National Committee is holding its nominating convention in Milwaukee. Between this upset in a Wisconsin swing city and the fact that Trump has now twice overperformed Wisconsin polling by 5 and 6 points, Democrats should be worried, very worried. Get a free autographed book plate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. This novel is a high-wire narrative that meditates on life and death and God's eternal presence. I read this book in one sitting and look forward to reading it again. This is, quite simply, a great American novel. Robert Avrake, Emmy-winning screenwriter Body Double, A Stranger Among Us. After your purchase, email jtmnalt@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.